Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Main Menu. This is Mike Calvo, and believe it or not, I am not here to report on a product that my company produces. I was so impressed by the product that I'm going to be reviewing today that I just wanted to be the first to bring it to the thousands and thousands of Main Menu listeners. What I'm going to be reviewing today is the world's first talking cell phone PDA, made by Nokia. It is the Nokia 9290 in the United States and the 9210 in the UK and abroad. It is not on the CDMA network, which is what you would find a Sprint PCS or Verizon, which sponsors programs here on ACB radio at times. This is actually on a GSM network, and you would find that here in the United States with either Singular or you would find it with T-Mobile service. So the difference mainly between CDMA and GSM, besides the differences in frequency and whatnot, is that you have a SIM card which goes into the back of the phone. It's a little memory card that contains all your personal data, and it is customary to be able to take this card and move it from one phone to another, and regardless of whose phone you plug the card into, it thinks that it's working with you and you only. So it's a great thing. Now onto the phone. This phone is really cool looking. It's about 6 inches by 2.5 inches by about 3/4 inch thick, and weighs a little under 12 ounces. It is sort of heavy, but it is actually quite comfortable to hold in your hand and very comfortable to talk to. The one thing you notice is that the side that you talk on is not the same side that you dial on, which is rather interesting. On the front of the phone, you have your screen, and then you have your keypad, your touchtone keypad. And then on the flip side of the phone, you have the side that has the microphone and the earpiece, and this is also where the battery is, and that's the side you hold against your head to talk, which is very interesting. The top of the phone has a little antenna that you can kind of pull out with your fingernail and flip up. It fits, it's molded right into the side of the phone, and it does come out. And you can tell that it does do something, because when you have the phone open and you play with the antenna, the talking meter on the phone, which tells you how much power you have from the signal, does increase and decrease. On the bottom of the phone is, of course, your Nokia connectors for your data cable, which is what you use to synchronize your address book and your phone book and your appointment book. The thing that I did find a little disappointing about this product is that it only syncs with Outlook and with Lotus Notes. If you don't use Outlook or Lotus Notes, you're kind of out of gas when it comes to getting contacts into the phone easily. There are third-party products that will allow you to import names and things of that nature into database information into the phone, but it is not as easy as, of course, using it with Outlook or with Lotus Notes or with Microsoft Scheduler, I believe it is. On the bottom of the phone is also an IR port, an infrared port, which is pretty cool. If you have a friend who has one of these phones, or you have an infrared port on your PC or an infrared port on your printer, you can exchange data with any one of these devices or a friend, or you can even, they even have this little program called IR Instant Messaging or IR Chat, which will allow several people with these phones to go ahead and have a chat in a room, which is kind of really cool if you want to just mess around with it. The phone, when you open it up, it does flip open in a clamshell design. And you put the hinges away from you, of course. And on your left will be the Nokia, the connectors. And on the right will be the antenna and all of that. And then when you open the phone, the first thing you notice is that it does talk. Now, of course, I do have the speed rather quick on this phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the menu key, and I'm going to press the 7 key, and I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to press the menu key again, and slow it down again,
speed is 1. Touts, speed is 0.
There we go. I think that that's a pretty comfortable listening speed for folks. And where we are now is we are on the desktop of the unit. The unit does have a little screen on the front. When you flip the cover back, it flips back a lot like a notebook. And it has a lot of keys here on the front of the unit. They are very small. It is not like using a conventional keyboard when it comes to the way you lay out your fingers. You kind of got to find your own way of putting your fingers down. It is not a blind thing or a sighted thing, because I know sighted folks that use this thing basically with their eyes closed, and you do kind of get used to the way that the keyboard works. I would suggest that for the first couple of weeks or whatever that you're using the unit, you use it on key echo, being keys and words. That way you're making sure that you're typing in all the right stuff, and as you enter a key, it does speak to you. Now the voice you're hearing in the unit is the Eloquence speech synthesizer. So they've actually made an Eloquence synthesizer that fits into this unit, and it is on the Symbian operating system, which is the operating system that the phone uses. And I'm sure that as time progresses, we'll be hearing more and more about the Symbian operating system. Now, let's talk about the keypad. On the keypad, we have 8 keys. The first group is 4 keys, the next group is 3 keys, and the last key is on the right-hand side, and these are your different function keys, or if you will. On the screen, it's a flat screen, and on the right-hand side, going down the right-hand side of the screen, there are 4 keys, one on top of the other one, and they are key 1, key 2, key 3, and key 4, and these are what are called soft keys. For those of you who have devices that have menus and things of that nature that have heard this soft key definition before, you know that it's very frustrating because the labels on these things constantly change. And that's one of the cool things that the developers of this software have been able to do, is they have been able to go ahead and define what these keys are as they change. And the software will tell you key 1, this, key 2, that, key 3, the other, key 4, the other. So it is very, very cool. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and hit the function keys for just a moment so you can hear the different functions that the phone has, and you'll know what everything is. First, we're going to press the first key, which is the desk key.
Desk.
Then the next key.
Telephone. Messaging.
Then we're going to...
Key 1, open.
So you see it says key 1, which is to open the WAP. And I'm going to press the up arrow. Okay, so you see that it does go ahead and move around a little bit. The tracking is pretty darn good. The folks, I've been beta testing this for about 2.5 months now, and the phone does pretty darn good at tracking the cursor and talking. It is a little more responsive in the final version, I understand. The version I'm running here is one of the final betas. So I'm going to press the fifth key now, which is my contacts.
Contacts.
And that's going to put me in the contacts
window. Window. Access line. 3 of 50. Text. Key 1. Open. Key 2. New card. Key 3. Delete.
So as you see, I'm on something called Access Line, which is a company that I do business with. And I could press key 1, and it would open up the card. I could press 2 to create a new card, or I could press 3 to delete the card. So let's say I wanted to delete it.
Delete. Confirm window. About to delete selected item. S close bracket. Dot. Are you sure? Question mark. Key 1. Delete. Key 4. Cancel.
And we're not going to delete it, so we're going to press the cancel key.
Cancel. Contacts directory window. Access line. 3 of 50. Text. Key 1. Open. Key 2. New card. Key 3. Delete.
So I'm going to go ahead and press the next key over now.
Calendar 2002 window. Monday 12/09/2002. Key 1. Edit date. Key 2. Change new. Key 3. Go to date.
So as you see, it opened up in today's date, which is the 9th of December. And I don't have any appointments today, interestingly enough. But if I wanted to, I could go ahead and go through different views. I have different views that I can go through. Now, if I forget what the key assignments are, right down next to the space bar is what's called the menu key. For those of you that are Windows users, it would be like your Windows key. Here, the first time you press it is the TALX key, which is the name of the program, and it gives you program functions. If you press it twice, you get the menu. At first, you'd think that that's a little confusing. You kind of get used to it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press the TALX key, and then I'm going to press key number 2, and it's going to tell me what the options are.
Tabs, key 1, edit date, key 2, change view, key 3, go to date.
So we're going to change view, for example.
Change view window, month, 1 of 7, key 1, select, key 4, cancel.
Now I can go down with my arrow keys. It's a little square key that's below the enter key on the phone.
Week, 2 of 7.
And I can see it by week.
Day, 3 of 7.
By day.
Task lists, 4 of 7. Weekly time schedule, 5 of 7. Year schedule, 6 of 7. Anniversaries, 7 of 7.
Well, personally, I like it by
year
month.
Schedule, six,
so I'm going to go ahead and go back
seven,
up here.
Month, 1 of 7.
And I'm going to press 4, the key 4.
Cancel, December 2002 window. Monday 12/09/2002. Key 1. Edit date, key 2. Change view.
So we're back here. Now I press the control key, which is on the lower left-hand corner of the keyboard, and it shuts the speech up, starting to sound similar to some folks here. The other thing here that we can do is I press the key next to the calendar, and it's going to put me into the Office application.
Office window, file manager, 404, key 1, open.
Okay, that's the file manager. Now, the reason it's popping in at different areas of the menus is because this phone is very smart. It remembers where I last was. And the last thing I was doing when I was in the office was I was working with my files on the drives inside the unit. You also have...
Presented, viewer, 3 of 4.
That's a viewer. So you can see different slideshow presentations and stuff, something that really doesn't do us much good.
Sheet, 2 of 4.
Sheet is a spreadsheet program, much like Excel, that allows you to view spreadsheets and enter information, and it actually does talk, and support is getting better and better for this.
Document, 1 of 4.
And this is Document, which is, the equivalent to Pocket Word. It does create documents in text or in .doc formats. There are several converters available. The cool thing about this phone, folks, is that you can go ahead and load software off the internet that you find that they sell. And software for this phone is really cheap. I mean, $5 or $10 for a program. The spell checker in it is pretty good, too. It's got a spell checker in the document editor. Due to the size of your keyboard, you're not going to sit here and write a novel on it. It is a great way of taking down notes and things of that nature. Let's move on here. I'm now going to press the last key on the right-hand side, and this key is separated from all the other keys. And the reason for that, I really don't know, but I guess it looks nice. We're going to press it.
Extras window, control panel, 2 of 19.
Okay, and it's going to put us in what's called extras. And in extras is where they throw everything else that has to do with anything. Here, it's kind of a way where you can... I guess the easiest way of calling it would be like in Windows, after you hit programs. In there, you have different selections. If we go to the top of the list.
Imaging, 1 of 19. Control panel, 2 of 19. Help, 3 of 19. Lock, 4 of 19. Internet startup, 5 of 19.
There you would put all your internet settings and things of that nature.
Video player, 6 of 19.
That's an actual real player that will play real audio video files and MPEG files.
Fax modem, 7 of 19.
You can actually use this thing as a fax modem and send actual faxes out from the cell phone portion of it. So if you have a document and someone says, can you fax that to me? You can either email it to them, and that is accessible, or you can go ahead and fax it to them.
Recorder, 8 of 19.
Recorder is a very handy feature as well, because you can actually record little voice notes and whatnot.
Calculator, 9 of 19.
That's self-explanatory, I guess. It is a pretty good calculator as well.
Cell broadcast, 10 of 19.
You know, I don't know what cell broadcast is, so we're going to just go by that one.
Remote sync, 11 of 19.
Remote sync, of course, is so you can sync up with your desktop and things of that nature, and you can set all the parameters for that.
Secure it, 12 of 19.
Secure it is all of the different security settings for the Nokia. the programs that are in there, their certificates and things of that nature.
Real player, 13 of 19.
Another real player.
Notes, 14 of 19.
These are your notes. Now, on the desktop, you can just go in there and with a quick key, you can jot a note down. Here is where you can manage all your notes.
Converter, 15 of 19.
Converter is for pictures and for documents and things of that nature.
Code Vault, 16 of 19.
Code Vault is a program I have installed in here, which is actually a secure database program that I have all my credit card numbers and my bank account information and things of that nature in there. And it's encrypted. So don't lose the passwords, because nobody can get at it.
SMS Assistant, 17 of 19.
SMS is a short message service that is used by people on cell phones. And what this SMS Assistant does is if you get an SMS message and for whatever reason you don't pick it up, the phone will alert you. In its default state from Nokia, it only gives you one tone, and then after that, that's it. You have to open it to know that there's something waiting for you. Well, what SMS Assistant does is it will remind you every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes or every hour or whatever if you have a voicemail or if you have a short message waiting for you so you don't miss out on these things. Now I'm going to press the C key on the keypad.
Control panel.
And I'm going to go into the control panel so we can take a look at some of the cool stuff in there.
Enter, window, security, 1 of 17, key 1, select, key 4, close.
Okay, so here we have security, and let's go ahead and go in there and see what we've got in there.
Select, security window, pin code request is off, key 1, change, key 4, done.
Now, let's say I didn't know what the pin code selection was. Let's press the help key, which is the third key on the bottom here.
Help, device security window. To open the security dialog, press less than extras greater than comma, open control panel and select security.
Okay.
In the security dialog, you can modify your communicator's security settings, that is, PIN code settings, automatic locking of the device and SIM change security as well as change PIN, PIN2, comma, security, and restriction codes. Dot, note the changes you make the settings in the security dialog apply immediately. Dot, to prevent outsiders from using your SIM card, move to the PIN code request field with the arrows key, change it to on and type in the current PIN code. The communicator asks for the PIN code every time the phone is turned on. To have the system lock itself, when left idle for a certain period of time, move to the auto lock period field, press change and select a time period. Type in the lock code. Dot, note, even though it is not possible to use the lock system normally, you can still make emergency calls and answer incoming calls. To prevent outsiders from using your communicator with a different SIM card, move to the lock, if SIM card is changed field and change it to on. Dot, to change the lock code, move to the lock code field and press change. Type in the lock code to change either of the personal identification number, PIN, codes, move to the PIN code field and press change. Insert your old PIN code, and then type in the new one. Dot, note, to change PIN codes, you need a valid SIM card, and you should have no active phone calls. The PIN codes are stored in the SIM card, not in the device memory. Therefore, the PIN settings only affect the current SIM card. To change the password that is used for restricting voice and fax calls, move to the restriction password field and press change. Note that restriction passwords are stored on the system. Dot, key 1. Contents, key 2. Index, key 3. Search, key 4. Close.
So as you see, it can give you pretty detailed help, and interestingly enough, all I had to do was hit the help key, and it brought that up. And I can still go up and down through the document and go word by word and character by character. I'm not going to demonstrate that because those of you who use screen readers are familiar with it. It is pretty much like using JAWS for Windows or Window Eyes or your screen reader of choice, except for, of course, it's not going to give you, you know, you're not going to be able to highlight a whole paragraph and chop it and put it into here. It's not that kind of a product. Let it suffice to say that it is a very, very, very good screen reader for what you need it to do in this device. So I'm going to press key number 4.
Close.
And close the help.
PIN code request is off.
So now, the way I move around this window is I can...
Restriction password is asterisk, 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 asterisk.
I can go ahead and use the arrow keys to move around. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to close this and keep going back to the control panel here and showing you what else is in here.
Control panel window. Security. 1 of 17. Data call restriction. 2 of 17. Certificate Manager, 3 of 17.
Now that tells us all the different certificates that are in the program, whether a program is Nokia certified or not, so on and so forth.
Date and time, 4 of 17.
That's self-explanatory.
Install slash remove, 5 of 17.
Now here you can install and remove programs, and just like in Windows.
Internet access, 6 of 17.
And here you can configure internet access.
Restart, 7 of 17.
Restart is actually not a function of Nokia. I have a little program that I found that you can install here, and instead of having to take the battery out of the unit to restart it and just plopping the battery back in there, which will eventually loosen your battery, you just come into the control panel, and if the system is acting a bit flaky or if focus is kind of weird, you can just hit this program and it will restart the actual communicator, just like if you rebooted it. So let's go down.
Profiles, 8 of 17.
Profiles are how you want the phone to react at different times. Do you want the phone to ring? Do you want the phone to not ring? Let's see what help says about profiles. It could probably explain it a whole lot better than I can.
Help. Modify a profiles window. To open the profiles dialog, press less than extras greater than comma, open control panel and select profiles. Alternatively, press less than tell greater than comma, press less than menu greater than, and select settings greater than profiles. Dot, in the profiles dialog you can edit, delete, or create profiles. Using profiles, you can control the various sounds produced by your communicator. Dot, tip colon to change profiles, in any view, press less than menu greater than comma, move to the rightmost menu with the arrows key and select one of the profiles. To modify a profile, select the profile and press edit. Dot, to create a profile, press new. Dot, note that you cannot modify most of the sounds in the flight and silent profiles. The flight profile prevents the use of the communicator phone, and the silent profile only allows clock alarms to sound. Dot, key 1. Contents.
So as you see, we're done with that. So it explains what the profile does, and the profile is a very handy feature because of another program that we're getting down to in a moment. Right now it's on my normal profile. I have several different ones.
Silent, 2 of 6. Meeting, 3 of 6. Outdoor, 4 of 6. Pager, 5 of 6. Flight, 6 of 6.
So as you see, it's got different settings I can deal with here.
Silent, 2 of normal, 1 of 6. Close. Control panel window. Profiles, 8 of 17. Key 1.
So I'm back here on profiles. I'm going to down arrow.
Display, 9 of 17. Accessories, 10 of 17.
Accessories. Let's go in there and see what
Enter.
That is.
Accessories window. Headset, 1 of 2. Key 1. Edit, key 4. Close.
This is a way for you to control the way different accessories work on your Nokia communicator, whether it be the little button on your headset or it be if you have a car kit hooked up to it, just how it would work with that and what these functions would do.
Close.
So we're going to get out of there.
Control panel window. Accessories about product, 11 of 17.
Now here that's going to tell you all the information about this particular product, its serial number and the software revision and all that stuff.
Memory, 12 of 17.
It's going to tell you how much installed memory you got.
Touts. 13 of 17.
That's this program that I'm actually working in here. Let's go in there and see what we can do.
Enter. Touch settings window. Output is ETI Eloquence. Key 1. Change. Key 4. Done.
Now, when you hear the word change, you can either change it, or you can just use the arrow keys and it will change it as well. So I'm going to do a right arrow.
Output is none. Output is ETI Eloquence.
So as you see, it cycles. Okay, so we're going to leave it on Eloquence because we don't want to do anything else.
May. Text 01010850008940.
That's my actual phone serial number. And that's important because as I go through there, I'm going to have to enter
serial number. Text GUS47NBQXWP.
My TALX serial number right under it.
Version. Text 0.90.34/November 2, 2002.
And as you see, it's using a version 0.94, which is a pre-release version of the software, which is what we're going to be demoing here, but by the time this hits the street, we will be at version 1.0. It is actually available now, and I do not have it installed. Frankly, there's a couple of little minor bug fixes, but nothing that we've really run into here.
General tab sheet.
OK, Okay, now here, just like Windows, we have tabs. And when you arrow to these tabs, they're across the top, and when you get to them, you work just like in Windows with your arrow keys where you right and left arrow through the tabs. So we're going to right arrow.
Speech tab sheet.
And we're going to see what else we got.
General tab sheet.
So we've got two tab sheets in here. We've got speech and general. So we're going to go to speech.
Speech tab sheet.
And let's down arrow now into the tab sheet and see what we've got.
Volume fields 9.
Okay, so that's a 9, and I can just input any number in there. 9 is at the maximum.
Speed field 0.
Okay, it's at 0 right now, and I can go plus or minus from 0 if I use it at around 4 or 5 myself.
Pitch field 0.
I like 0 myself as a pitch for eloquence. I like eloquence to sound rather masculine, if that's if there is such a thing for eloquence.
Key echo is both. Key 1. Change.
Now, key echo is both. Let's see what we've got here as selections.
Key echo is none.
None.
Key echo is letters. Key echo is words. Key echo is both.
And as I said before, I like to keep it on both because I still don't trust myself on this little itsy-bitsy keypad.
Speak uppercase is no.
Now, when you have it speak uppercases, what it does is it'll say caps. It doesn't go in a higher pitch. It'll just say caps at the beginning of things.
Use spelling alphabet is no.
Now, when you use the spelling alphabet is if it goes to letters and does ABC, it'll do an Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta type of thing and tell you what, instead of what the letters are, it'll tell you what they are phonetically.
Speak punctuation is none.
Speak punctuation is, of course, none, some, most, or all, like any other screen reader.
Speech tab sheet.
And that's it. So we've got that set. So let's go back.
Control panel window. Talents, 13 of 17. Key 1.
And let's keep going down to our next program here.
Smart profiles, 14 of 17.
Smart profiles is a very cool utility that what it allows you to do is it allows you to take your pre-written profiles from the profile manager and have them turn on and turn off at a certain time of day. So, for example, at around 10 o'clock at night, my phone shuts down and it doesn't wake up until 8 o'clock in the morning. And what it does is it sends all my phone calls to voicemail, and it takes all my SMS messages for me and waits until the morning, and then it provides me an alert when it turns on again if I have any messages, and that way I'm not interrupted at all. If Smart Profiles sees the word meeting in my appointment book or any other predefined word, for example, church service or whatever, it will then go into the whatever profile I have defined for that particular time period until that time period is over with, and then go back to my general profile. So it is a very handy program.
Smart Reminder, 15 of 17.
Smart Reminder, again, works with the smart messaging to remind me when things are needed to be checked. It's a very handy program.
Regional settings, 16 of 17.
Of course, regional settings are where I tell it what part of the United States or the world I'm in, and so on and so forth.
Default folder, 17 of 17.
And the default folder just tells me what the default folder for my programs are and things of that nature. So that is the technical things of this product. I'm going to spend another few minutes here on going into the phone.
Telephone directory window, access link 2 of 49.
Here I'm back in my phone book, and as you see, it says access line again. It's on number 2. What is above that?
SIM card. 1 of 49.
Is my SIM card. And I can go into my SIM card and I can transfer any of the phone contacts that I have in the unit right onto my SIM card. And as I said, if I plug that into another phone, for example, I have a little Samsung phone that I carry around in my pocket when I'm wearing a suit or what have you that is small. And let's say I don't want to carry my communicator around now. That's my original thought was that. To be quite honest with you, I have yet to go anywhere without carrying this little baby because it is just so cool. So we're going to go down here, and what I'm going to do to demonstrate the phone here is I'm going to make a call to tell me. I want to show you how this phone has a speakerphone that is very cool that you can actually talk to a group of people. Now what I'm going to do is first I'm going to press the TALX key or the menu key, and I'm going to press the number 4 key on the lower right hand corner of the screen to tell me what the strength of my signal is where I'm located.
Out. Network 0 bars, battery 4 bars, documents and inbox.
Oh boy. Well, we've got 0 bars on our phone here. So let's see, though, if we're going to get a connection. And I'm going to type in
TELB 800 555 8355 1 of 1 key 1 call.
Now, as you see, when I typed in TE, it found Tell Me. It scrolled down to Tell Me, and it eliminated everything else from the list except for what could possibly start with TE, which is what I typed in before, which Tell Me is the only one. I'm going to press key 1.
Call. Cellular system not available.
Let me see if I can move around a little bit here and get a better signal.
Sounds. Network 1 bar. Battery 4 bars.
Okay. What I've done is I've actually moved to a different place where my phone will work, because in the studio over there, there's too much equipment around and so on and so forth, and cell phones just don't like it in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press key number 1, which is going to be call, to call Tell Me, and then I'm going to immediately turn the voice off. You just press the TALX key, and then you press the backspace key. And when you're ready to have it talk again, you press the TALX key and the backspace key again, and it starts to talk. And the reason I'm going to do that is, for those of you that have heard of Tell Me, you know that Tell Me is a voice-driven system that if it starts hearing this thing talking, it's going to get very confused. And it's happened to me before. So let me go ahead and press call.
Call. Calling window. Tell Me. Tell Me.
And I'm going to turn off the voice.
Sounds.
Tell Me. Good afternoon and welcome to 1-800-555-TELL. If you've ever seen a Star Trek movie you didn't like, say Tell Me More.
Favorites.
Okay, favorites. Here are all your favorites. Okay, starting with your weather favorites.
Miami, Florida. At 5:35 p.m., there's light rain, and it's 75 degrees with a brisk breeze.
Stop.
AccuWeather.com for...
Say next to go to the next item.
Main menu.
Next category. Main menu. If you've ever seen a Star Trek movie you didn't like...
So as you see, it works pretty darn well. I just went ahead and hit the end key on the unit. I can go ahead and have conversations. I can... make phone calls or whatever I need to do, simply by just, typing in the phone number or picking the phone number from my address book, and that's it. And it will go ahead and just dial the number for me, open up the speakerphone, or I can just close up the clamshell altogether, talk to the person privately or through my headphones. The other thing I can do here in the telephone area is I can view the phone calls that I've just made. Now, let's see what the selections are in the telephone here. Let's press the TALX key.
Ouch.
And the number 2 key.
P1. Call. P2. Recent calls. P3. Voicemail box.
Have you ever been using your cell phone and you get a phone call and you're busy with people and you don't want to... you don't want to go into who just called you or whatever, but you do want to look later, and you can't because, you can't keep your phone calls private because you need somebody to read the screen. Well, that's over with. Here, you can just press the key number 2.
Recent calls. Dial calls window. Tell Me. Tell. 12/09/2002. 5:34 p.m. 1 of 10. P1. Call. P2. Received calls. P3. Missed calls. P4. Close.
So as you see, in here, not only is it showing me the latest 10 calls that I made, but I can also see what calls I've received, what calls I've missed, and then I can just go ahead and call them. And I can even go into more things with a received call or a missed call or what have you, where I can add that person to my address book. I can do a bunch of different things that I wasn't able to do before. I also have access to the caller ID feature, where when someone's calling, I can, if the communicator's open, I can press a key and I can go ahead and know who it is that's calling me, so I can screen my phone calls. Just that feature alone to me made the program just priceless. It was very, very cool to be able to go in and, for example, say,
missed calls window, Roger Garcia, mobile, 12/07/2002, 10:28 a.m., 1 of 3, P1, call, P2, dial calls, P3, received calls, P4.
So as you see, Roger Garcia called me last, and he was my last missed call, and he called me on the 7th of December. And let's say I want to go ahead and clear all this. I can just, every time I press the menu key,
menu, edit menu, clear all Clear, 1 of 3, key 1. Select, key 4, cancel. Clear all control D, 2 of 3.
So as you see, there's actual shortcut keys that it's telling me too.
Add to contact shift control A, inactive 3 of 3.
So it knows that I've already got Roger Garcia in my contacts, so it doesn't do that. If I didn't have Roger in there, the shift control A to add to my contacts would be live. But let's go ahead and go up here and clear it.
Clear all control D, 2 of 3.
So I'm going to press enter.
Confirm window. About to clear this calls list. Are you sure? Question mark. Key 1. Okay. Key 4. Cancel.
Let's do okay.
Okay. Missed calls window. Roger Garcia, Moby.
And it is clearing.
No entries. 1 of 1.
And that's it. And we are clear. So that is a very, very, very handy feature of the phone. Let's go ahead and close that.
Directory window. Tell me 800-555-8355. 45 of 49.
Now we're back in our menu here, or in our list of contacts. In here, I can do different things like, let's go into the menu.
Edit menu. Cut control X. Inactive 1 of 4. P1. Select. P4. Cancel.
Okay, I'm in the edit menu. Let's go over to the profiles menu.
View menu. Settings menu. Profile shift control B. 1 of 6. P1. Select. P4. Cancel. Enter. Profiles window. Normal. 1 of 6. P1.
Now let's say I want to go ahead and... Here I'm going to edit a profile that I have in here, and it's called normal, which is my default profile. I'm going to go in there.
Profile settings window. Rating type is normal. P1. Change. P4. Done.
Now let's hear what Nokia has to say about this section here, because this is a really important section of the phone, and I'll probably ramble on and on about it, so it's probably better for Nokia, the help system, to just tell you about it.
Help. Setting ringing tones window. To open the profile settings dialog, press less than L greater than comma, press less than menu greater than comma, select settings greater than profiles and press editor new. To move from one dialog page to another, press less than menu greater than. On the general page, you can change the name of the profile and modify the ringing tone. To change the name of the profile, move to the name field with the arrows key and type in the new name. Note. You cannot change the name of the normal or flight profiles. To change the way the ringing tone is played, move to the ringing type field and press change. Select between normal, ascending and ring once and press OK. To change the ringing tone, move to the ringing tone field and press change. Select one of the tones and press play to hear it. To raise or lower the volume, press volume. To allow personal ringing tones, move to the personal tones field and change it to on. If you want all incoming calls to sound the same in this profile, select off. Tip. To assign personal ringing tones to contacts, press less than contacts greater than comma, open the contact card, press less than menu greater than, and select card greater than ringing tone. P1.
So as you see, there's quite a few things you can do in here, much, much more for me than I can review on this. And of course, if we get a good response from this, I'll be happy to come back and review some more parts of this phone, or someone else can, of course, do a follow-up review once they buy this phone. I think it's a great phone to have, and this is a very cool area here where, and it's very accessible. You can set up all the features in here. Right now, I've just got default tones in there. Now, the one thing that I do find kind of cumbersome about the phone, and it's not anybody's real fault. It's, you know, I'm sure that folks can understand. This phone was not made to talk. It just happens to be that a very intelligent programmer in Germany sat down and said, you know, I want to make it possible for blind people to use an off-the-shelf PDA. So in a computer environment, we have multi-channel sound cards. At this time, the sound card in this unit is not multi-channel. So when you do things like listen to ringtones and things like that, the speech is temporarily disabled. And the best way to do that is to go ahead, turn the speech off, listen to your ringtone, and turn the speech back on again. So we're going to get out of here.
Close profile settings window. Ringing type is normal. P1.
And, of course, you've got ringing type being ascending, which means it starts out very low, and then it gets louder and louder and louder as we go along, and finally you pick up your phone, or you just send the call to wherever. So we're going to close this again.
Done. Profiles window. Normal. 1 of 6. P1.
We're going to leave it.
Edit. P2. New. P4. Close.
We're going to go ahead and leave it on the profile here.
on the normal profile. We're going to press close.
Telephone directory window. Tell me 80-zip.
Now, the last thing I'm going to demonstrate here is I'm going to demonstrate the messaging application. And there's two very cool things that I can do in the messaging application. First thing that people do on cell phones all the time, sighted folks that use cell phones, boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives and business colleagues and whatever, they send these little short messages to one another all day long. And these messages are very short little messages that say, whatever, what time will you be home for supper? Or get this for me at the grocery store? Or I love you? Or I hate you? Or did you get my money? Or are you going to pay me soon? Or what have you? And these messages are sent from cell phone to cell phone. And we can now participate in this feature by simply pressing the Talks key, the TALX key here, and seeing what our options are.
Key 1, open folder. Key 2, write mail. Key 3, write short message. Key 4, write fax.
Well, look at that. We can write email in here, we can write a fax in here, or we can write a short message. So we're going to press key 3 and write a short message.
Write short message. SMS window. The colon. Text. Key 1. Send. Key 2. Recipient. Key 3. Sending options.
Well, what I'm going to do is, since we were talking about Roger before, I'm going to go ahead and select a recipient.
Recipient. Contacts directory window. Access line.
So as you see, now it opened up my contacts directory, and I'm going to be able to type in a person's name. So I'm going to type in R-O.
Text row. A-B-R-U-L. Peter Rodriguez, what Roger Garcia, 1 of 1.
So as you see, what it was doing was, as I would type in different things, it would come up with what it thought might be the person until I typed in R-O-G, and then it said, oh, you want Roger Garcia, because that was the only person in there that I have that's Roger, or R-O-G. So now I press the select key.
Select.
And what it did was it actually pasted Roger's name and his cell phone number right into the to field in the SMS message. So I'm going to press done.
Done. SMS window. The colon. Text Roger Garcia open bracket 305-962-4388.
Now, don't any of y'all be calling Roger. But there he puts Roger's phone number up. So I'm going to type in now. Now, now here we've got the empty place for us to type messages. Let me say a couple of things about short messages. First of all, short messages, even though you can write uppercase and all that stuff on this phone, you don't need to do that. Short messages are generally quick and dirty. Things like how are you are written like H-O-W space the letter R space U space the number 2 and the word day. So you can get the point. There's no real written in stone way of writing short messages. Just kind of shorthand that you make up as you go, and people got to figure out what you mean, because, of course, they're not going to read this on a full screen. They're going to read it on a little cell phone. So I'm going to write to Roger here, and I'm going to type in
D-E-M-I.
Oops, I put in I.
I-O-I-N-G-E-T-H-U-U-I-S. This. O.
Oops.
B N on T H E the N E T.
Okay.
Sounds. SMS window. Text demoing is on the net. Key 1. Send. Key 2. Recipient. Key 3. Sending options. Key 4. Close.
Now what I did was I just pressed the TALX key and the enter key, and it just read the whole screen from top to bottom. I'm going to go ahead and send that to Roger. Sending options, we have. Well, let's go into sending options, see what we got here.
Sending option. Sending options for current message window. Service center and uses stream. P1. Change. P4. Done.
Okay, so we can choose the service center we're going to use.
Delivery report is no. Send short messages immediately. Sending options tab sheet. Advanced tab sheet.
Let's see what we got in the advanced tab sheet here.
Validity period is 1 day. P1. Change. Reply via same send. Message conversion is none. Reply via same center is no. Message conversion concatenation is yes.
Don't know what that means.
Advanced tab sheet. Sending options tab sheet. Advanced tab sheet.
So we've got two option sheets here. Let's go ahead and
Service Center Analysis Stream. P1. Delivery report is no. Send short messages immediately. Send short messages upon request. Send short messages scheduled. Send short messages immediately.
So as you can see, we can send those. Let's do this.
Is no. Delivery report is yes. Delivery report is no.
Let's go ahead and leave it at no, but I guess we would be able to pick what we wanted to do, but I'm not going to do all that, so let's just see.
SMS window. Text demo is on the net. P1. Send. P2. Recipient. P3. Sending options. P4. Close.
So let's go ahead and send it. Let's press key 1.
Sending message. Roger Garcia, open.
Okay, so while we wait for Roger to try and answer us back, maybe, let me go on and see what else we can do here. Now, let's say I wanted to go ahead and check my email. Here, the system can check both POP3 and IMAP systems. Now, you don't use your internet service provider from your cellular phone operator. What you use is a regular dial-up account. So I use my Earthlink account, and I have all my settings plugged in there. Plus, I have my corporate email settings in there, and I can go ahead and check simply by doing a Control-G, and it will connect to my network, and it will actually download all the headers for my messages, and I can actually go through all my messages and see if I want to answer them right now, if I want to download them later, or if I want to just go ahead and send a person a little message saying, hey, I'm on the road, call you later, or talk to you later, or what have you. But it's a great way of, right from my pocket, being able to determine just what my emails are and what is priority, and either getting to a computer and handing out what I need to do, or if I have the document on my communicator, I can go ahead and send the document via email, or I can go ahead and fax it via my communicator. It gives me all kinds of flexibility. And this phone has truly revolutionized my life as a person who is constantly on the go. Those who know me know I travel quite a bit, and portability is very, very, very important to me. And, of course, portability does come with a price tag. The phone costs $599, and this is not a phone, as I said before, that is for the blind. This is a phone that is for everybody, you know, that wants to pay the $599 for it. The TALX software's price will be announced here in the United States. I do believe it's going to be around the $300 or $400 range, but that price has not been announced yet. I do believe it is going to be sold in Europe beginning this month in December. But all in all, I think the phone is really, really awesome. Now, the internet service and the WAP services are not yet covered. One of the limitations of the phone itself is that it only connects at 14.4, so it does not take advantage of GPRS networks. You're not going to be able to stream things to this phone. But if you want it for checking email, if you want it for being online and when you're away from your office, if you want it instead of using a voice note or a Braille and speak or what have you, hey, it's cheaper, it's a little more mainstream, and you know, folks, it's a great step in the direction. I applaud both Nokia, who I know is working very closely, the writers of this program. I know Nokia is dedicated to helping our community, as are some of the cellular phone providers. A great deal of them now here in the U.S. are more and more every day becoming more and more dedicated to helping us, including Verizon, which funds, as I said before, quite a bit of programming right on this network on ACB Radio, and we thank them for that. I really am excited because I, for one, as anyone who knows me knows, I am all for the blind consumer. I think that it's time that companies started addressing our needs as consumers, not just as folks that need a handout of some kind or need an accommodation just because it's the right thing to do. I went out, I bought this phone. I didn't pay any more or any less than anyone else. The screen reader for it is just something I got to pay a price for. I'm supporting a blind-owned company that's putting other blind people to work, so I'm very, very happy. Now, I did hear about some discounts available on the phone, for example, at Amazon.com. A gentleman wrote me today that he bought a phone there for $399 after a $150 rebate from T-Mobile. The service on the phone was $29 a month. I don't know what the minute plans are or whatever, but that doesn't seem to be too shabby there. Also, you can look for the phone on eBay. I would suggest that you do look at the phone locally and buy it through a retail outlet or whatever before you take the Nestea plunge and buy it on eBay, because remember, if you buy something on eBay, you can't give it back. If you have a friend who has one and you'd rather look at theirs first, and then if you know what you want, say, hey, great, I got to look at yours, and now I'm going to go buy it for $200 cheaper than you did on eBay, and go and buy your phone on eBay. I think that it's a great phone. I expect some great things from the folks at Nokia in the future. I can't tell you how excited I am to see that we're finally starting to be recognized as a group of people that have money to spend, and if they can produce a product for us, we're going to buy it.